This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A couple of weeks ago, they told us, stay at home. They didn't say how you had to dress or how you had to look while you stayed at home. So we've been asking you, what's the first piece of hygiene or change in your appearance that you let slide while the stay-at-home order has been in place?
Leanne said her eyebrows. You know, a lot of people are filling their eyebrows in these days or drawing them in, or I don't even know what they do. She's hasn't been doing her brows. Also, Jillian said no makeup at all. Pat and Betty Ann both said they're keeping up on everything. Nothing has changed.
Wow.
They're still doing everything the same. And you know what I have to say to that? I mean, good for you, but I don't know. No, not doing that. Andrea said, I rarely wear makeup, so I look the same every day, but I'm a little messier now because I had a day off and I got to clean and watch Friends on TBS all day. Also, from our text club, I've only been showering on Sundays and pretty much just change my shirt and underwear every day. No makeup at all. And showering weekly.
Oh, I could not do that.
I mean, maybe we could throw a Wednesday shower in there, too, you know?
Highly recommended. Thank you for holding. What have you kind of let slide?
The horn, Jeff. Don't forget about the horn.
What do you mean, the horn?
You got to shave the horn. You know that.
Oh, are you referring to what I think you're referring to?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I haven't abandoned that. I got to have a little dignity.
All right.
How about you?
I let it go for a little while.
And how long do you think you're going to last that way?
I don't know. It's driving me crazy.
Well, listen, thank you for sharing that.
All right. Stay safe.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.